Chapter 27. By Your Words. Perhaps they never told you, but they measure you by your words. You are rated by your words. Your salary is gauged by the value of your words. Your words make a place for you in the business in which you are engaged. Neither jealousy nor fear can keep you from climbing to the top if your words have value that belongs at the top. The organization is bound to give you the place that belongs to you if your words bring forth the right results. You don't have to put on. You don't have to exaggerate. All you have to do is to be natural, but make that natural worth listening to. Study your work. Study how to say things. Study how to use words that will change circumstances around you. Make a study, an analytical study of words, then see how much you can put into a single sentence. I don't mean how many words, but how much you can put into the words, so that when men and women listen to your words, they will be thrilled by them. The clerk in a 5- and 10-cent store said, "Good morning," in such a way that I turned to look at her. She had put something into her words. She had put herself, her personality, into her words. Her words rang. She sold me some pencils at 2 for 5 cents, but she sold them as though she was selling a Pierce Arrow car. After I had left the store, I felt inclined to go back and watch her deal with other customers. Cut out the useless words that stand in the way. Eliminate all the words that would hinder the thing you want to put over from reaching the mark. Make your words work in the hearts of those who listen. Trust in words. Trust in the words of your own lips. Fill them with loving truth. Think in your heart of how you want to help those who are to be your customers, how you are going to bless them, and how the thing that you have is necessary to their enjoyment. It is what you put into your words that makes them live in the hearts of the hearers. Empty words die in no man's land. They never get over the trench. If they do, they are duds. If they do get across and people hear them, they amount to nothing. Living words, words bursting with heart messages, thrill and grip. Love always seeks the right word to convey its message without loss in transit. Clothe your thoughts in the most beautiful words, but don't sacrifice pungency for beauty. Blend them.